Fear of public speaking can be incredibly debilitating, and it's well known that it's one of the top phobias in the Western world. And not just in the Western world, because I have many clients who are not in the West and they still experience fear of public speaking. So in this short audio, what I want to do is share with you three techniques that you can use to help to reduce your fear of speaking. Now, if you have a really awful phobia and you find that you can't breathe or you have panic attacks before you're about to go and speak, then I suggest that you work with a professional, maybe a hypnotherapist or maybe somebody who can do EFT, which is tapping, to help you to reduce some of that anxiety. But I want to share with you today in this audio three of my favorite techniques that can help you to get rid of those public speaking fear gremlins. Feel free, once you've listened to the audio, to choose the one that you prefer, or you may want to use all three of them. The first one involves you having a pen and paper or something to write with, because you are going to be writing down some of the negative self-talk that you typically use before a speaking opportunity. The second one, the second technique, is a breathing technique. And all too often, when we're feeling anxious about a speaking opportunity, and we know we're speaking in a few minutes or a couple of hours' time, we forget these simple techniques like breathing. So by running through this audio, this will remind you, and you can actually play the breathing audio alongside doing the exercise yourself, and that way that will force you to slow things down. And then finally, I'm including a visualization which first appeared in my book, How to Be a Diva at Public Speaking. So let's go. First of all, this technique I'm going to share with you is called cognitive restructuring. And quite often we tell ourselves such negative things before we're about to speak. And it's little wonder that we are not looking forward to the experience given the messages that we've been telling ourselves. So this exercise is a really good one for getting you to change the way that you speak to yourself. The first thing you need to do is grab yourself a piece of paper, and you want to get a pen also, and you want to split your piece of paper into three columns. So draw three vertical lines down your piece of paper, and then the top line of the first column is going to read negative statement. The second column at the top, the header there, is going to read less negative statement, and the third column across the top will read positive statement. Now what you're going to do next is think of all those negative things that you tell yourself that aren't particularly kind, aren't particularly helpful at all. And it sounds obvious to keep your language positive, but I was working with a client recently and we looked at this exercise and she said, you know what, the things that I tell myself before I speak are so negative, I hadn't realized before today. So don't take it for granted that it's pretty obvious to change your self-talk, because a lot of us don't do it, or we get into such a habit with the negative self-talk that we don't even realize that we're doing it. So as I suggested, I want you to take that first column on the left-hand side and I want you to write down 10 different negative statements that you tell yourself about your public speaking. So one example might be, I'm rubbish at public speaking. Or, people laugh at me when I speak in public. Or, I've got nothing useful to share with people during my public speaking. Now doubtless you've got some which are specific and particular to you, so those are the ones I want you to write down. Don't use mine, you want to use ones that you tell yourself regularly. So pause the audio now and take a moment to write down those 10 negative statements in that first column. Okay, once you've done those 10, it's time to go to the second column. And in that column, you are going to write 10 less negative statements. So for every statement you've put on the left-hand side in that first column, you are going to write a statement that is a bit less negative than that first one. And it's quite handy to have a bridge between the negative and the positive, because quite often if we jump straight from telling ourselves some very negative things to telling ourselves that, for example, we're brilliant at public speaking, it's a bit too much for us to take and we find it not believable. So we're having a bridging statement here by having this less negative statement in the middle. I want you to take each of your statements from the left and then to make it a little bit less harsh. So for example, I said, I'm rubbish at public speaking. I might change that to, I'm not so bad at public speaking, or I'm average at public speaking. So can you feel that that doesn't feel like too much of a stretch? It feels sort of a relief to say I'm average. So it's not as bad as saying I'm rubbish, but it's not completely unbelievable if I were to say, oh, I'm the most fantastic speaker in the world. So I want you now to again pause the audio and to write down 10 less negative statements, each one beside the most negative statement that you've put on the left. Okay, now it's time for you to go to that third column. And this is where you get to write down a positive statement about your speaking. So think about what you would love to say and really mean it about your speaking. So I might want to say, I'm a fantastic speaker. I'm a confident public speaker. People enjoy listening to me speak. The audience can see that I'm confident and well practiced. So you need 10 statements like that that relate to the first and second columns of statements that you've written. So I'm going to pause, or you should pause actually, not me. So pause the audio now and go ahead and write down your 10 statements. You can pause the audio right now and write down your 10 positive statements. Right, now we're going to have some fun, because the next thing you need to do is to take some time to read those statements. So what you're going to do is read them out aloud, because there's certain power that we have when we read things aloud rather than in our heads. So I'd like you, for each of your statements, if you go across the page, so you've got the first line of three statements, the second line, the third line, and so on. So I'd like you to go across the first line of statements and read them out aloud to yourself. Okay, so I'd like you to do that 10 times, going from negative to less negative to positive. So mine might be, I'm rubbish at public speaking. I'm average at public speaking. I'm pretty good at public speaking. And you do that again. So you do it 9 times more. So it sounds a bit repetitive, but this is really getting your brain to think differently. So we need repetition for that to happen. So I do that again. I'm rubbish at public speaking. I'm not so bad at public speaking. I'm pretty good at public speaking. So I'd like you to now pause the audio, and for each line of those 10 lines of statements, I want you to read from left to right all the way through 10 times, and then you go down to line 2. And you read line 2 from left to right 10 times, and then you go down to line 3, and so on and so forth. So this will take you a few minutes to do. Don't rush it, because it's the words that have the power. So if you rush through it, you are not allowing yourself the full opportunity to work on your public speaking anxiety here. Great. So once you've done that, the next thing I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take a new sheet of paper. And what we're going to do now is we're going to just look at the negative statement and the positive statement. We are going to take the negative statements, the 10 of them, and write them on the left-hand side of the paper. And then in a second column, we are going to write all the positive statements besides their related negative statement. So you'd have two columns on your piece of paper. The one on the left would say, I'm rubbish at public speaking. And the one on the right would say, I'm really good at public speaking. Wonderful. So now you go ahead and you fill out that sheet of paper with your 10 negative statements going down the left, the 10 positive ones going down the right. And now what you can do is you can take your positive statements and your negative statements. And once again, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to read the pairs of statements this time, and we're going to read them 10 times each pair, and then we'll go down to the line below. So again, as an example, I'm rubbish at public speaking. I'm really good at public speaking. I'm rubbish at public speaking. I'm really good at public speaking. And you keep doing that. And what you'll find is you're starting to loosen that negative pattern of telling yourself things that just aren't helpful. So go ahead and read those. So 10 times for each line, then go down to the second line, 10 times again, etc. So what this is doing, it is starting to get your brain thinking, oh, hold on a second, I'm actually pretty good at this. It also helps you to create mantras before you speak. So what you can do is you can take each of those 10 positive statements, jot them down on a piece of paper, or jot them down on a note card, and read them through to yourself before you speak next time. So even if you're in the audience, just watching speakers before you, just take your card with you, just read it quietly to yourself, and you'll find that that will help you. In addition, as I mentioned before, speaking out loud and saying positive things to yourself is reinforcing the new and more positive mindset that you're creating. So please don't, obviously reading it in your head is useful, but please, if you have the opportunity, read this out loud because it has extra power. So that's the first exercise, cognitive restructuring. So now you've got your mantra of 10 positive statements and you've practiced many times going from negative to positive. So that should really have loosened up some of that negativity and help to flush it down the drain and replace it with positivity. The next exercise I'm going to share with you is a very simple but also extremely powerful exercise. And that is to practice deep breathing. So I'd suggest you sit somewhere with your back straight, or you stand up with your feet planted and perhaps about shoulders width apart or hips width apart, and practice this exercise. So first of all, take 3 deep breaths. In and out. In and out. In and out. The next thing we're going to do is we are going to practice some rhythmic breathing. And we'll do this about 10 times. And do this along with me. I'm going to not ask you this time to pause the audio and do it by yourself, but do it with me because this will, it's very easy to, with breathing, it can be a bit boring or feel a bit tedious. It's very easy to skip it. So by doing it together, this will force you to work through the entire exercise. So we're going to breathe in to the count of 5, hold the breath to the count of 4, and then breathe out again to the count of 5. Are you ready? Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in. 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Third time. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This next one, put your hands on your, I guess, sort of upper abdomen. We're going to just make sure that you're breathing right. So actually move your hands slightly down lower, so over your stomach. So breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, as you breathe in, you should find that your hands are moving away from your body because your belly, your abdomen is expanding. Okay, you should be filling up with air, which takes up more space, of course. So if you're taking breaths and you find that your hands are moving closer to your body as you breathe in, then that means you're breathing wrong. So make sure you're filling your belly with air. And I'm not using the, obviously the stomach doesn't get full of air, it's your lungs, but you want to feel it right down low around your belly with that expansion. So this is the fifth time now. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 7th time. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 8th time. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9th time. Nearly finished. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Last time. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 1, 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I feel much more relaxed after that, and I hope that you do too. Remember to do this exercise ahead of speaking. Breathing seems the simplest antidote to anxiety, and because it seems and feels simple, people often overlook it or discount it. But run through that exercise with me ahead of your speaking, and you should find it helps you to calm down a great deal. Now on to the final exercise. And this is a visualization. As I mentioned, it first appeared in How to Be a Diva at Public Speaking, and I'm including it here. So you may want to listen to this last thing at night before you go to sleep and do this repeatedly for a month or so, Or you may want to play it to yourself when you're traveling to a speaking opportunity, or even right before you are about to go on stage, if you have a bit of peace and quiet for yourself. Sit quietly with your back supported. Allow yourself to relax and feel gravity acting on your body. Breathe naturally and slowly for a few moments. Inhale through your nose, allowing your lungs to gently fill with air, and then slowly exhale through your mouth. Repeat at the same relaxed pace. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. While you continue to breathe calmly and naturally, imagine yourself on stage at the speaking venue. As you stand in front of the audience, imagine the scene becoming brighter and the colours growing more vivid. Your body is relaxed and attentive, and you're feeling more and more confident, full of power and determination. Think to yourself, I can do this. I'm here to serve my audience and I'm fully prepared. Now, picture the audience sitting in front of you. They're all eager to hear you speak. They want you to be a huge success. You know you can satisfy them with your inspiring stories, useful information, and dynamic, authentic presence. Now, hear yourself speak. The sound of your voice is rich and resonant. You take your time, go at your own pace, and enjoy every moment. Your body language is genuine and expressive. As you make eye contact with the audience, they listen attentively. When you ask questions, their hands go up in eager response. It feels wonderful, and you have everyone in the palm of your hand. Finally, as you come to a close, the audience jump to their feet and give you a standing ovation. What a success! You smile and absorb the applause and the positive energy. You were great. I hope these three exercises were useful to you. You may not get the benefit just from one time. So remember, with the cognitive restructuring, you want to make sure that you read the statements through 10 times each, as I described, and then you use those mantras regularly and see what effect they have. With the breathing, you want to make sure that you work through that in time with me, ahead of your speaking opportunities, whenever you're thinking about speaking and feeling a little bit anxious about it. And the visualization you can play with, see what works for you. Is it first thing in the morning? Is it last thing at night before you go to sleep? But play that regularly. And in a month or so, look back and see what effect using this audio has had on your speaking anxiety. I hope it reduces it greatly so that you can get out there and do fantastic things with your speaking, because the world needs to hear your voice. Thanks very much. That's Shola Kay, SholaKay.com. Take care and keep in touch.